Well, everyone's been talking about the Netflix series The Queen's Gambit. It has been so widely viewed that it's now become the most popular limited series ever on the platform. It's currently in the top spot in 63 countries. It's beautifully made, stylish television. It has also worked wonders on the popularity of chess, with sales of chess sets reported to have gone through the roof. Searches on eBay were up almost 300%.
King to B3.
I'll take the knight.
Pawn takes.
Pawn to king 5.
Pawn takes again. And you know what Char says about that in the footnote?
I don't read the footnotes.
Okay, well, it's time you started.
I don't like shards.
No, I don't like shards either, but I read him. What's your move?
Queen takes queen. Check.
Well, Sarah Longson is a former British Ladies Champion, International Chess Federation Master. She currently runs UK Chess Challenge, the world's largest children's tournament. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Sarah.
And we better start with The Queen's Gambit. What did you think of it?
I thought it was amazing. I thought it was a really compelling story, and a lot of Beth's experiences resonated powerfully with me as a chess player.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's that power dressing for a big tournament, the intense preparation, the atmosphere. I just thought it was fantastic.
OK, and does it reflect the play as well as it might?
Yes, I think so. I mean, it doesn't focus too much on the games, because serious chess games can take 6 or 7 hours and that would bore people away from the programme. So it just focuses a bit. Yes, I think it does. I think it does it very well. I think Garry Kasparov was helping with the production.
Okay, so the effect, I mean, I know many people will know the effect it's had in their own lives on playing chess. Have you noticed it with the UK Chess Challenge?
Yes, I think we've had a lot more interest, and we've just launched the 2021 programme, and we're hoping to get thousands more schools involved.
Right. I mean, I suppose it is the perfect game for our times, given that people have to stay at home and you're playing with one other person.
Yes. During all the lockdowns, the sales of chess sets have obviously gone up at unprecedented levels. And obviously now, for something to do, you can play chess online. So during lockdowns, you can still play chess, or you can take up a new match against somebody. So yeah, I just think it's become very popular at home and with people. So I'm really excited by it, because chess is such a wonderful game.
And just briefly, do you think this will stop people being put off that it's male and that it's just for brainy people?
Well, I hope so, because chess can be perceived as boring, but it's just not boring. It's just a wonderful game.
Sarah.
And it's very easy to learn. It's impossible to master, but it's very easy to learn. So I would advise people to just have a go.
Sarah Longson, thank you.